Episode 285, How to Become a Master at Anything.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Welcome everybody and welcome to the Trigg Podcast of Joy and your daily dose of gozo. There's my gozo bell. How are you guys? So excited. By the way, if you are new to me or if you maybe haven't listened to the last few episodes, I've moved to a daily blog or a daily podcast to give you even more gozo for the whole family every day, Monday through Friday. So no Saturday and Sunday. So it's almost every day, 5 days a week, to give you even more of this awesome Trigg Podcast of gozo. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. And the reason why I did that is to, I just feel like people more and more want and need daily input. You know, we obviously go to work every day. We maybe work out a couple times a week or every day. We obviously eat three times a day. You know, there's a daily routine to our lives. And we also are on social media. The stats are about 80 to 100 times a day. Can you say, man, Mark Z is a billionaire, right? And so to be in your mind and to be front of mind, as they call it, I believe that a daily podcast is going to be very important. Plus, I really enjoy sharing these thoughts with you. And so I hope that you do too. By the way, send me an email, trigg@davidtrigg.com, and just let me know what you're thinking of the podcast, of the daily content. And also, if you would, go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review and a comment there, because it helps this episode to get out to even more people in iTunes. Thank you, guys. Well, let's get into the topic. So I want to talk to you about how to master anything in life, how to become a master at life. So since I was a young boy, I've always loved to communicate, but I would say that I didn't become a master communicator until maybe the last maybe 3 or 4 years. And that is just by my own evaluation and also, of course, by what people tell me, by feedback and positive thoughts, as well as just simply feeling that I've come into my own as a communicator. Now, you might be wanting to master something in your life. Maybe you are a young person and you want to master perhaps dating. You want to master, if you're someone maybe as a professional, you want to master your leadership gifts or your leadership influence. If you are retired or if you're maybe a person that is a little older, you might be want to master a certain hobby or something artistic or perhaps something online, such as podcasting or writing a book. So basically, here is the principle. It's a simple one that's called the 10,000 hour principle. The 10,000 hour principle. I would say that the way that I've become a master communicator, and I consider myself a master in probably 3 areas, and I'm trying to be arrogant or anything. These are just things that I'm saying to you so that you can, I guess maybe just simply believe that I've put in the work in these areas. The 3 areas are: I'm a master musician, I'm a master communicator, and I'm a master coach or mentor to other people. And so the way that I've become a master in these 3 areas is by this rule. Now, what that simply means is that everything in life requires 10,000 units. So, for example, in the area of communication, I would say that it's taken me 10,000 hours of actual preaching or actual communicating. In the area of music, it's taken me 10,000 hours of rehearsal and of practicing my instruments, guitar or singing or piano or whatever it may be. In the area of coaching, it's taken me 10,000 hours of coaching hundreds of people. And so the principle is very much a kind of one of those things that you find in every area of life, every master out there that you admire, a basketball player, a violin player, someone that you admire, maybe a boss that you admire. Every one of these men or women, they have achieved this level of greatness through this 10,000 unit principle. And now another thing that is very important to to think about is you want to be in an area of what people call passion, purpose, calling, all of these things, because the 10,000 hour rule or unit rule is going to be tested. You're going to want to give up as a communicator. For example, for me, I wanted to give up as a communicator as of a year ago. And this happens still less and less, but it still happens once in a while. It hardly happens with music. It hardly happens with coaching. But you have to understand that the 10,000 unit principle, it's going to be tested. I mean, just think back on when you wanted to learn the piano or your mom forced you to learn the piano. Did you want to practice? Hardly anyone does, right? Or the violin or the saxophone. Or maybe you had to play a sport that you didn't enjoy. I don't know. So the 10,000 hour rule is very important because it's going to be tested. It's going to be challenged by life and by distractions and by your own discouragement or maybe people. I was discouraged a lot as a leader when I was younger. I would go to leadership conferences and I knew I had a gift of leadership, and yet people around me would say, "Nah, you're just a musician." As if a musician is not an amazing thing, right? And then as a communicator, I would say I had a lot of encouragement as a communicator. I think that was more self-doubt than anything. And then as a coach, I feel like I've always also felt encouraged by others, and I felt that strength in me. But as a communicator especially, and even as a musician when I was just starting out, I had a lot of people that would second guess me, that would doubt me, that would say to me, "I can do that with my eyes closed." And they were, you know, people that were envious or jealous or wanted to challenge me or wanted my job. And so it was the 10,000 hour principle that kept me in the game. Now, it wasn't something that I was counting the hours. You know, when you're in the middle of working hard, you're not counting the hours, you know, in 1, 2, 10, 1,000, 2,000. But it does feel like a lot. I think you know when you've put in the work. You have this kind of converging of skill, experience, of talent, education. All of these things begin to come together. Have you ever felt like something is coming together for you? Have you ever said to yourself, "Man, this is finally coming together for me"? Well, that's a result of the 10,000 hour principle. And so what I recommend to a lot of young leaders that maybe are still not there, or you can be an adult leader, you can be an older leader, is to persevere. You might be at the 8,000th hour. You might be at the 5,000th hour. You might be just starting out. Persevere, especially, and I would say primarily, if you are in your area of genius and the thing that you love the most. By the way, the whole area of genius thing comes from a book that I love by Gay Hendrick, I believe his name's called The Big Leap. The Big Leap, check that out. Great book that was recommended by my virtual friend Cliff Ravenscraft, as well as, I believe, is his friend Ray Edwards. And so when you're moving from your level of excellence, this book is awesome because it talks about, I think it's 4 levels. And the last 2 levels is where most of us are, in our level of excellence or in our level of genius. But if you want to move from excellence to genius, and I think the 3rd one is competence, and maybe the bottom one is of incompetence. So obviously none of us want to be in our incompetence. And I would say maybe most of us are in our level of competence. But how do you move from competence to excellence and then to genius? Well, it's this rule of 10,000 hours. But it's also a rule, I would say, of there is an energy that comes from it, what I call passion. And I would say the 3rd thing is there is fruitfulness. There might be slow fruit, small fruit, a little fruit, but there is fruitfulness that comes from your gift or your talent. And I would say maybe even the last thing that I would say about this is that if you don't use your gift, and this sounds a little harsh, I know, but there is judgment that God promises in His Word when you and I don't exercise these talents, or where we don't invest into them, where we maybe have them, but we leave them at 1,000 you know, in terms of hours, right? We don't progress. We chicken out, or we give in to fear or to people's opinions. And so I want to just encourage you again to persevere, but also to, I mean, I hate saying it this way, but to be afraid of God. Is that not a nice way to put it? You know what I mean, right? It's to honor God's gift in you. Remember that He's put these gifts in you for His purpose. It's not for you. It's not for you to be amazing or to be humble. It's for His glory. It's for His purposes. So my three major gifts of genius, coaching, communication, and music, they're not for my sake. In other words, it's not about you being famous or rich or even being humble and just being a servant of God. All those are great things, but it's about the glory of God. If He wants to raise you up and have you be well known throughout the whole world, then glory to God. If He wants you to be poor and to be alone and to have no one know your gifts, and yet you're serving the kingdom of God in some silent way, then glory to God. It's not about the result to you. It's about the result in the kingdom of God. And so I think that's maybe the thing that most of us, I know for me, we get confused, you know, on, is that we think it's about our success, or we think it's about us being humble. We think it's about our poverty, or we think it's about our riches. It's about Jesus. Every gift that God's given you, whatever it may be, whatever small or big, or whatever talent He's given you, 1 through 5, or 1, 2, 3, or 5, or whatever, it's for the glory of God. Don't waste it. Invest into it. Persevere. Put in the work. How much work? 10,000 units of work. That could mean 10,000 hours. Now, 10,000 hours, I was doing the math the other day. Let me do it here really quick. I have a calculator. Okay, so just to be a little nerdy here with math. So 10,000 hours, let's just say, how many hours is that per month, okay? 10,000 hours, okay, there are 52 weeks. So let's just put it by week, okay? So divided by 52 weeks. So that's about 190 hours a week. Now, if each day has 24 hours, 192 divided by 24, that's 8 hours. Is that right? Yeah. So you're supposed to put in, according to my math, and I might be off. You can correct me if I'm wrong. You have to put in 8 hours a day into your craft. Man, that actually sounds amazing. That's if you want to do it in a year. Okay. That's obviously probably not realistic, but I mean, I think you get the point, right? Let's say you go 2 years. Well, that's only 4 hours a day, but that's every day. And so for 3 years, that might be what? I don't know. I'm losing. I need a calculator now. But you get the point, right? In 2 years, if you want to get somewhere awesome in 2 years, let's say by 2020, September of 2020, that means starting tomorrow, you have to put in 4 hours into your craft. 4 hours daily. If you only put in two, it's going to take, what, 4 years? That sounds about right. So you want to think of your career, or let's say your musical interest, or your business, your writing skill, whatever gift, talent you feel like God's given you. If you put in the work, you're going to become a master. It takes time. And you're going to give up after one attempt? You're going to give up after giving this, what, 80 hours? 80 of 10,000. Let's do some math again, okay? We're having a little math lesson today, a little fun with math. Let's say you did a project and it took you 80 hours, okay? Let's 10,000 minus 80. Well, that's easy, right? Duh. That's 9,120, right? Yeah. So that means you have 9,920 hours left before you become a master at your music or your writing or your business. 10,000 hours. There is some debate on whether this rule is accurate. I've heard Seth Godin and other masters say that it's a bunch of hogwash. Well, I disagree. I think that the 10,000 rule or unit rule or hour rule, whatever, is right on. It's been true of me in all three areas of my life that I feel like are my level of genius. It's taken that long to become a master in these three areas. And it's going to take you some time. Persevere. Don't give up. Keep going. Ask God for direction. Ask Him to reveal to you what is the one or two things that you're supposed to be doing with your life. You know, I guess maybe just in closing, in your 20s, it's about experimentation. In your 30s and 40s, it's about maturity. In your 50s and 60s, it's about converging. And in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, it's about legacy. What I mean by that is that don't speed up the process. If you want to be at a place of awesomeness or converging, meaning you're just at the top of your game, remember that it's tough to be at the top of your game in your 20s. I thought I was, but really, I haven't come into my own in these different areas probably into my mid-40s, maybe the last 5 to 10 years. Give yourself time. Now, if you're on the other side of 50, this is the time for you to focus. Or maybe you're entering your 50s, or maybe you're in your 60s. This is a time to converge. Converge means that you focus, that you eliminate maybe two-thirds of the things that you are normally into. You might still dabble, but focus. And then if you're maybe in your 70s or 80s, it's time for legacy. It's time to be recording your stuff. It's time to be putting it online. It's time to be writing books. It's time for you to really invest into a few people to pass that baton, so that one day, by the mercy of God, we will be with Him soon. My prayer for you today, my dear friend, is that you will know that you are gifted by God. I love how 1 Corinthians says that all of us have received grace from above. And that word grace is the word charisma. You are charismatic. You have a charisma from heaven. You have a gift from heaven. Seek Him. Knock for that. Pursue it. Ask other people. Grow in that. Persevere. Don't give up. And most of all, make sure that you enjoy your life and you do everything for the glory of God. Make sure that you go to my membership site, davidtrigg.com/membership, if you would like my coaching. Thank you again. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.